sliced thin strips. This is strips, an inch wide or 4 or 5 inches long, and then it's heavily peppered and maybe even cured with brine salt.
Yeah. There's no, there's
and dried.
There's Indian jerky.
I've seen Indians make jerky. You'd hear them make it before you got to it because you could hear the flies. Because
it's just meat, sliced just meat hung over the fence to dry.
Hung over the fence or something to dry. They put a lot of
pepper on it to keep the flies off.
But you hear the flies are buzzing. I mean.
And they use garlic salt and that type of thing on the jerky, too. That the chip beef doesn't have that.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. Those Indians might use anything because I never ate any of them.
Okay. What are there different types of pork meat that you would eat?
Yeah, pork chops or pork roast or pork tenderloin.
What about in the morning would you eat?
Oh, bacon.
Uh-huh. What about salt pork? Are you acquainted with salt pork?
Yes, we used to have salt pork. But, ham? You want ham? Salt pork is different than ham. Pork is salty fat.
Did they have other names for salt pork here, or is that what it?
Sow belly?
Would they ever call it that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cook it with their beans.
What about, did they ever make something out of the, from the head of the...
Head cheese.
What was that?
I never was good at making head cheese, but I like good, clean head cheese. Well, you cook the head, and then you take all the meat off, and...
Be sure you get all the hair.
And you chop it or grind it fine. And, of course, the broth of it will sort of gel up, see? Uh-huh. And so you put that in a crock, and you put a weight on it, and it makes head cheese.
Oh, my. Okay. What is
you can put the ears and the nostrils in if you want to. I never liked that part. I don't mind the tongue.
If you had dairy cattle... If you had dairy cattle... What do you use to get rid of? How do you get the impurities out of the milk? What would
you separate it?
What is a separator?
The separator doesn't take the impurities out. Pasteurization, I think, is supposed to do that.
You do to get the dirt or the sticks?
Strain it.
Okay.
Oh, that brings back memories I didn't care for. Straining it and separating it and.
Was there a special term for thin milk? What would they call thin milk?
Skim milk.
Okay. Have you ever heard the term blue milk or anything like that?
No, but that's probably skim milk because all the cream's out of it and it does look have a bluish cast.
Okay. What about curdled milk?
Curdled milk, sour milk, clabbered milk.
And which would you call it?
I'd probably call it clabbered.
Okay. And what would you make with clabbered?
Cottage cheese.
Smear case.
And that's what you call it? What is that? What's that?
Smear case is cottage cheese.
Which would you call it?
She'd call it
call it cottage cheese.
I'd call it smear case.
Okay. I'll remember that when I get over into Fremont County.
Probably not unless you run around some desperates.
Okay. Were there different kinds of breads they made then?
Oh, sure. There was naturally the... white flour bread, there was sourdough bread, there was cornbread, there was biscuits, there were scones.
Do they have different names for the types of cornbread?
Well, just, I think a scone is a type of cornbread, but as far as I know, I just call it cornbread.
What's that stuff they put in bread that into yeast. The dough that makes it run? Yeast. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call a soft drink?
Well, we call it pop, but my daddy used to call it a soda, but I don't think we ever called it. Maybe years ago they used to call it sodas, but now we call it pop.
Okay.